Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday afternoon, as you know, on the agenda was that we had a scheduled report from our CEO, Paul Shane, and we ran over time doing our work on the bylaws. And Paul's schedule is crazy busy this morning, but he has come into the room and will give a brief report to us, to the convention, and I now introduce us to bring on our CEO, Paul Shane.
How's everybody doing this morning? I feel like I always talk too close to the speaker, so I'm going to walk in the back here. Everybody having fun at the convention? Let me tell you a little bit about the convention from this year and how things got accomplished. You all know that we did a lot more this year than we've probably done in the recent past, right? So we had a tactile and sensory art show featuring our artists, and that was directly put on through collaboration with the Cordova Community Council and some volunteers from St. Francis Academy here in town, all-girls Catholic school. And so then on Thursday, you know, we did Dining in the Dark. How many people came to the Dining in the Dark?
Woo! Yay!
All right. Highly successful event. We had over 170 guests. We raised over just under $12,000 just from the auction. All the other numbers aren't in yet, but that's a pretty successful event. But on the friends raising piece, it was huge. I mean, people know who you are now in this community. They know what you do, and they're all looking forward to next year's event. So that's a huge thing. But these things couldn't come together without the volunteer force and the collaborations behind them. So there's three huge volunteer groups this year that I want to just recognize, because I see maybe some of them in the room. So the largest group that we had was from the LDS Church. And then it was Delta Gamma.
Yay!
And the third largest group was AT&T Pioneers.
Yay!
So, I mean, we had many, many other folks who came as individuals, but those are the biggest groups that made everything successful. So what did we do on Friday? Other things that we did. So the free orchestra concert, Beethoven and Friends. Last night at the banquet, we had Sacramento Banjo Band.
Yes. Right?
These are all people who are volunteering their time to come and provide services for you guys. So, and then, you know, I have to mention Christine Hagen, because she donated her time and she charges $12,000 a half hour. And you guys remember Tommy from last night? He charges $8,000 a half an hour, and he also volunteered his time. You know, and he also spent some time here and got to know the culture of the organization, and I feel like we'll be a very long-term supporter. And he bought the Bali trip.
And the bottle of tequila.
Yeah. Not only the Bali trip, but the auctioneer was able to leverage his purchase of the Bali trip into selling two additional Bali trips. So altogether, they raised $9,000. Just from the three Bali trips. And then today, I see a bunch of purple sweatshirts out there, so I'm assuming you're my walkers. My walkers, right? All right. So we're doing the fun walk in about an hour, and American River Parkway Foundation has put that all together for us. I mean, I had to beg, borrow, and steal to get transportation, and we have to make at least two trips to get you over there, which is only a mile away, but there's a lot of you. So the folks that are doing transportation are the Folsom Cordova Community Partnership, where I used to be the executive director.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
And the Cordova Church of Christ here in town. So you can see, I mean, you know, there's just myself and Nicole. So there's no way that the two of us could have ever put this on without the help and collaboration of various agencies in the community, volunteers, and support from everyone in this room, as well as everybody who's not in this room that landed a hand or a paw throughout whole deal. So I don't really have that much else to say. I mean, this is traditionally when I answer your questions from the CEO perspective. So if people have questions, I can entertain a few of those. But the first group of folks that's leaving to go to the river will be at 11:45, and then we'll come back and pick up the other folks. So if you're going to the river for the walk, just meet out front near the lobby at 11:45. And if you have other things, you can always go with a second group that drives over there.
We'll be done in plenty of time. Okay. So can we have questions for Paul? No hands. So thank you, Paul. Go back to doing what you still have to do. And thank you so much, Paul. Now, we have staff from the hotel in the room, Gabe. Hey! Gabe?
The staff of this hotel has been great helping us, haven't they?
Yay!
We want to express our appreciation for your facility and for your assistance in everything this weekend that we have done. So thank you so much.
And we're coming back next year, and it'll be even better, where we celebrate what birthday? 85. Woo, sorry. 85. Okay. Thank you again to the hotel staff.